This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood of Indianapolis has been caught lying about firing one of their staff members, shown to be willing to teach teens about lewd, violent, and abusive sexual behavior in an undercover sting. Live Action was suspicious about the firing because the Planned Parenthood in question continued to offer literature supporting the very thing for which this staff member was supposedly fired. Pro-life groups and Senator Ted Cruz staged a rally outside the White House Thursday on behalf of Miriam Ebrahim. She is the new mother who is facing outrageous torture in the Sudan for being a Christian and marrying a Christian man. If her appeal is dismissed in Sharia court, she is to be brutally flogged. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio.
In other headlines, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal signed pro-life bills that could close three of the state's five abortion clinics. In his tenure as governor, he has turned Louisiana to be one of the most pro-life states in the nation. Suffering from Parkinson's disease, famous radio announcer Casey Kasem may die a brutal starvation and dehydration death under a Los Angeles court order. And Washington State is facing the unintended consequences of assisted suicide in a report showing autonomy and not pain as the primary motivator in the request for death. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.